And now some of your feedback. Sylvia Alexander was disappointed with what she described as my consistently negative comments during an interview about the mass deaths of vultures in South Asia. She wrote in praise of vultures. By cleaning the bones of carrion of many kinds, she writes, vultures help prevent the spread of disease. This is especially vital in the developing world, although I am always grateful when I see a turkey vulture doing its thing on roadkill in this country. Our story about new overtime regulations that could affect veterans struck a personal chord with listener Connie Hoag of Westminster, Maryland, and she writes as follows. As the wife of a learned professional who has worked almost a lifetime of overtime without pay, I have every sympathy with veterans who are concerned about losing the right to be paid for their work. My husband says I don't understand. It's not an hourly agreement, but I would hate to see others get trapped into the same scam. And we got an email from John Burness, a senior vice president at Duke University. He was responding to our interview with David Kerp, who's the author of a book on American colleges called Shakespeare, Einstein, and the Bottom Line. Mr. Burness wrote, I was surprised when Professor David Kerp opined that Duke University deliberately encourages application from students we know that we will not admit in order to boost the university's rankings in various magazine surveys. That is simply not true, he writes, and indeed it runs absolutely counter to Duke's philosophy of recruitment. Professor Kerp's charge, by the way, was based on a book by a former Duke employee, but the university vice president says that book is inaccurate. If you object to something you hear, please write to watc@npr.org. Please tell us how to pronounce your name, and this is very important, give us your phone number.